Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this is a month that we are particularly in tune with veterans, it having been the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. And the House has been working on a number of pieces of legislation that are aimed at helping out members of both the National Guard and veterans. What's going on here?
In recognition of the service and sacrifice of active duty military and veterans in the Commonwealth, the House is continuing to enact policies that help and support these men and women and their families. This week, we approved House Bill 630 to extend Pennsylvania's current employment protections to Pennsylvania citizens who are members of another state's National Guard and are called up to serve outside the Commonwealth. We also approved House Bill 1050 to ensure an in-state tuition rate for military families as soon as a student enrolls in a public college or university, regardless of whether his or her military parent is reassigned out of the state. Both bills are now pending consideration in the Senate. And finally, lawmakers joined with representatives of the Disabled American Veterans, or DAV, to send off 7 new vans that will help DAV volunteers transport veterans to their VA medical appointments. For more information about state services and support for our military and veterans, visit the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs website at www.dmva.pa.gov. Again, www.dmva.pa.gov.
And of course, the House has been in session in Harrisburg. A lot of committees getting some important work done, particularly the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, and they've been working on a package of bills that helps Pennsylvania farmers. What are some of the details?
That's correct. In recognition of the important contributions of the state's agriculture industry, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee this week approved a package of bills to support current and future farmers in the Commonwealth. Among the bills approved by the committee are ones to create a rapid response disaster readiness account to ensure a quick state-level response to threats such as invasive species or disease, establish a Pennsylvania Agricultural Business Development Center to help farmers create a business plan, transition plan, or succession plan, and empower the State Conservation Commission to provide technical assistance and financing options for implementing best management practices. To ensure our youth have greater exposure to and understanding of the importance of farming, other bills in the package would revive the PA Farm to School program to support child nutrition and reestablish the former Agriculture and Rural Youth Development Program to fund youth organizations that promote development in agriculture, community leadership, vocational training, and peer fellowship. Additional legislation aims to boost enrollment in the Veteran Farmers Homegrown by Heroes program, provide specialty crop block grants, aid with meat inspection costs for small or new processors, and protect agritourism businesses from lawsuits where no party is at fault for injuries or damages. The bills now head to the full House for consideration.
And the General Assembly has also been looking at legislation that would improve access to mental health and mental health care facilities. What's going on here?
Working to strengthen communities and support Pennsylvania families, we are continuing our efforts to improve access to behavioral health services in the Commonwealth. House Resolution 268 directs the Joint State Government Commission to access the Commonwealth's treatment capacity for mental and behavioral health care by studying the patient care and financial impacts of delayed emergency department discharge of patients with a behavioral health diagnosis and the cause of such delays. A second measure, House Resolution 193, calls on the Joint State Government Commission to study the shortage in the mental health care workforce that are leading to delays in obtaining treatment. The House also approved a bill to clarify current law regarding consent to mental health treatment for minor children. House Bill 672 specifically states a parent can consent to care without a minor's approval. While this is the intent of the current law, there has been confusion among parents, minors, and providers about who can or must consent to care. The bill now heads to the Senate for their consideration.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.